Good morning, everybody. You are listening to WGDR Plainfield, WGDH Hardwick, Central Vermont Community Radio at 91.1 FM and 91.7 FM on your dial. And it's Saturday, and it's time for Amy's Kids Show, and I am so excited to be back in the station today. It is such a beautiful, beautiful May morning here in Vermont, and it's just so easy to celebrate everything when it's just so beautiful out. These are the days that we live for here in Vermont, don't we, guys? And it's another gorgeous day. Thank you for joining me. Community support for Amy's Kids Show is provided in part by Woodbury Mountain Toys, featuring a selection of toys and games for kids of all ages. Located at 24 State Street in Montpelier, Vermont. More information about Woodbury Mountain Toys can be found at woodburymountaintoys.com. Come in and play with us. That's what they say at Woodbury Mountain Toys. And boy, do we ever love to play, don't we, guys? We love to play. We love to celebrate. Here on Amy's Kids Show, we are always, always celebrating everything that there is to celebrate. And we certainly have not run out of subjects. In fact, we've only just begun. After 2 years of celebrating, we're still just starting the celebrations. And today we have a very, very special guest, a super special guest in the station today that I can't believe we haven't celebrated yet. It's just amazing to me because this special guest is something that we all have. In fact, you have one inside of you right now. Today, we are celebrating our hearts. Have you said good morning to your heart yet today? It's been busy working for you all night long, and even now, let's see if you can feel your heart. Can you put your hand on your chest? It helps if you take your right hand, because our heart is a little bit off to our left side of our rib cage. So if you take your right hand, put it up on your heart like you're saying the Pledge of Allegiance, you'll feel your heart beating there under your hand. Now, if you're not feeling it, don't worry. That probably just means that you're like super relaxed and your heart is being super quiet. If you want to wake your heart up, just get up for a minute and jog in place, all right? Take the next song and jog in place or dance or move around. Get excited somehow and then try again. And I bet when you put your hand on your heart, you're going to feel her or him or it. You're going to feel the hardest working muscle in your body. Because they're always there for us, guys, our hearts. And we're going to be there for them today. It's a two-way relationship, like most things in life. So thank you for joining me. Let's get celebrating. Happy Saturday.
As the dawn is waking, it's a sweet bird song. It's the silent message that the world is gliding on. And you know what it means because you feel it whenever you tumble down inside yourself and find that quiet place. I know what it means because I feel the same feeling for you. Love is the stuff that makes really good friends. Get a little from your neighbor, give it right back again. And you know what it means because you feel it whenever you tumble down inside yourself and find that quiet place. I know what it means because I feel the same feeling for you. Listen to the voices all around the world, joining together in a great big chorus of I love you. And you know what it means because you feel it whenever you tumble down inside yourself and find that quiet place. I know what it means because I feel the same feeling for you. I know what it means because I feel the same feeling for you. I know what it means because I feel the same feeling for you. I know what it means because I feel the same feeling for you.
Climbing, and holes are for digging in. Friends are for when you're having fun, and hearts are for when you want to love someone. Dogs are for hugging, and cats are for putting up with. Just for looking at, and heads are for when you have to wear a hat. Dads are for being with and doing things and helping mom out, and moms are for talking to and telling things that you can't tell anyone. Ears hearing your father call, and eyes are for seeing when it's dark, and legs are for when you have to run, and hearts are for when you want to love someone. Brothers always take your things, and they break your things, and eat your candy. Sisters always tell on you, and they cry a lot when they got no reason to. Feet are for putting your shoes on, and hair is for looking nice in school, and hands are for folding when your book is done, and hearts are for when you want to love someone.
Hey, baby doll, hey, sweet potato, I love you now and I love you later. I'm gonna love you for your whole life through. Hey, jelly bean, hey, belly button, you ain't gonna have to worry about nothing. I'll be there to take good care of.
Know that you're my girl. You brought along the change in the weather. Things
I'll be there to take good care of you.
Does anybody out there feel their heart beating? Have you been moving around a little bit or just relaxing? I can feel mine beating sitting here. And so what we're listening to right now in the background is called Love Song to a Ballerina. And some people might be wondering why there have been so many love songs already this morning. Aren't we talking about hearts? The hardest working muscle in the body? You'd think you'd expect some kind of tough be tough songs, but actually for how tough and hardworking our hearts are, they are actually super sensitive as well. And that's why so many people associate love with hearts, You know, when you think of a heart, you might think of a Valentine heart. And I used to tell my students, you know, the one we're learning about today is not the Valentine's heart that you think of, but I actually was reconsidering my point of view on that today. I was reconsidering my point of view because it actually seems like our hearts, the muscle that is inside of our chest that's responsible for pumping our blood all the time, it's always pumping, actually has a lot of love, right? And it shows us love. How does it show us love? By beating every single second that we're alive. That is just amazing. Our hearts work extremely hard for us, and there's no better way to show somebody you love them than through action, right? Through actually doing something kind for them. And so our hearts are showing us love all the time. And so today we are going to take a little time and show our hearts love back. let them know how much we do love them. And they are so connected to our feelings that when we feel different feelings, it actually can influence how our heart beats. It beats differently if we're afraid. It beats differently if we're feeling love and kindness. It beats differently, you know, all the time, depending on what we're doing and how we're feeling. So we're going to learn a little bit about our hearts today. And why do our hearts pump so hard, work so hard, and beat so hard all the time? Well, they are responsible for pumping the blood through our bodies. Each heartbeat is pumping or pushing the blood by squeezing the blood through the heart chambers and pushing it around our body. We're going to learn a little bit about why that is so important and how that works. And something we're going to learn about is how to find our pulse in our necks. See, our blood is pumping all through our bodies all the time, thanks to our hardworking, loving hearts. And we can feel that blood pumping through our bodies in different areas of our bodies. We don't just feel our heartbeat in our hearts. We can actually feel what's called our pulse and other parts of our body, some more easily than others. So today we're going to try feeling it in our necks. If we find the middle of the front of our neck, kind of find the middle where it sort of pokes out the most in the front, and just sort of slide a couple of your fingers off to one side or the other, and feel around just gently without pressing too hard, and you will feel the pulse of your blood pumping through your veins. That's the blood going to your brain to bring it oxygen and nutrients that your brain needs, and then returning to your heart so that it can pump it through the lungs and pick up more oxygen and release carbon dioxide. And I know these are a lot of big words, folks, out there, but we are going to learn about all those amazing parts and all the hard work that our hearts do, because today we are celebrating our hearts. So give your heart a gentle hug and let it know how happy you are that it's awake with you today. Maybe give your body some good breakfast. Get something to drink. Oh, hearts do love water and lots of fluids to drink, right? Because, you know, blood is wet and it needs water to move around. So go get yourself some water, get comfortable, and let's learn more about our amazing, wonderful, loving hearts.
Do you want to try something neat? Take these two fingers, now hold them on the side of your neck, right next to your throat. If you hold them still for just a moment, you'll start to feel something bumping around in there. That is your pulse, the feeling of blood moving through your body. And that means you're actually feeling your heart beating. Your heart is always beating all day and all night, even when you're asleep. It can never take a break because it has a very important job. It moves your blood all around your body. And your heart can do that because it's actually a muscle. You have muscles all over your body that help you move, like muscles in your legs that you can use to run and muscles in your jaw for chewing yummy food. But your heart is the hardest working muscle of them all. Now make a fist with your hand. That's about how big your heart is. It may seem kind of small, but it's incredibly strong. And it's the constant squeezing of your heart muscle that keeps all that blood flowing. But why does your blood have to move around in the first place? Well, you can think of your blood as working kind of like a delivery truck. It carries lots of what your body needs in order to keep going, especially oxygen. You've probably heard of it before. Oxygen is the gas in the air that people and a lot of other animals need to live. When you breathe in, you're bringing oxygen into your lungs, and your blood is there to soak up all that oxygen, and with the help of your heart, send it all over your body, to your head and to your feet and everywhere in between. As your blood gets pumped around, all of the different parts of your body take the oxygen from it, and they use it to do their jobs, whether that's making your leg muscles move so you can run or helping your stomach take care of that sandwich you had for lunch. But your body also has a bunch of stuff that it needs to get rid of, especially a gas called carbon dioxide. So after your blood drops off its shipment of oxygen, it also picks up that waste, and hauls it off. When your blood gets back to your heart, it gets pushed to the lungs once again, where the blood drops off the carbon dioxide and picks up more oxygen. So when you breathe in, you're breathing in oxygen that goes into your blood. And when you breathe out, you're breathing out the carbon dioxide that your body has gotten rid of. Now, it sounds like a long journey, but your heart can pump blood to every part of your body in less than 1 minute. And your heart beats at least 100,000 times every day. So at any point during your day, your heart is sending blood to your lungs and out to the rest of your body and back to your lungs again all at once. That's some serious work. But have you ever noticed your heart beating faster when you've been running around for a while? That's your heart working extra hard. When you're running, jumping, and playing around, your body needs more oxygen and other nutrients to do that extra work. So your heart has to work harder to send all of those good things to the parts of your body that need them and to get rid of all the extra waste. So the more you exercise your body, the more you exercise your heart. Now, who's up for some jumping jacks to get our hearts beating faster?
I'm your heart. I live inside of your chest. I'm about the size of your fist, and I never take a rest. I'm your heart. You couldn't live without me. I pump the blood that fuels your body, so take care of me, please. The human heart is made up of four major chambers in me. The right atrium and right ventricle are the first two you see. They receive blood that's low in oxygen from your whole body and sends it to your lungs through your pulmonary artery. The lungs fill blood with oxygen that your left atrium receives and flows through the left ventricle to the aortic arteries. I'm your heart. I live inside of your chest. I'm about the size of your fist, and I never take a rest. I'm your heart. You couldn't live without me. I pump the blood that fuels your body, so take care of me, please. I can beat more than 100,000 times in one day, pumping about 2,000 gallons of blood through your body. There is about 60,000 miles of vessels in your circulatory system. I always keep them full. I have four valves that open and close that control the blood through me. The tricuspid, pulmonic, mitral, and aortic valves, you see. I'm your heart. I live inside of your chest. I'm about the size of your fist, and I never take a rest. I'm your heart. You couldn't live without me. I pump the blood that fuels your body, so take care of me, please.
Care of. I'll be there to take good care of you.
Folks, have you been singing love songs to your heart? I've been doing that. I've been showing a lot of appreciation for my heart. I just can't believe how hard it works all the time just to bring that blood around my body so that every cell in my body can breathe and eat and get rid of things it needs to get rid of. It's just amazing. Our hearts work so hard, even when we're sleeping. We have to still breathe and we have to still pump the blood around our bodies, and all of that happens automatically. That's why I like that last song. It's like even when you're not paying attention, I'm taking care of you. I feel like that song comes right from my heart to me. It's just such a beautiful thing because we do need oxygen all the time, every cell in our bodies. And that's why whenever we are working hard, let's say we decide to sit up and get out of bed. Well, now our muscles are working. More of our muscles are working because we have to get up out of bed. Our legs have to work. Our stomach muscles have to work. Our head has to... our heads are very heavy. We have to get our heads on top of our necks and hold them up there. That's a lot of work. We're fighting gravity all the time, and our hearts are fighting gravity once we sit up and get out of bed. So that means that our cells and all of our muscles need extra oxygen. So what's going to happen? We're going to start breathing harder. So what we're going to learn about next is our respiratory system and how our respiratory system, which is how we breathe, those are the parts of the body that help us breathe and take in oxygen and push out the carbon dioxide. We're going to learn about how our hearts are intricately connected and super important in that process. Thank you for joining me this morning on Amy's Kids Show. We are celebrating our hearts and love.
You're breathing hard because your body needs more oxygen. Oxygen is in the air we breathe. When you're breathing hard, your lungs can take in more oxygen, and your heart is beating faster to get that oxygen all around your body. In we go!
Do you know where we're going?
Of course, into the respiratory system, and more specifically, the lungs.
Ugh, this is gross, Nurb. There are boogers everywhere.
Let's get out of here, Chloe. When you inhale, air comes into your nose or mouth and then down your windpipe, also called the trachea. At the end of the trachea are two large tubes called the bronchi. They lead to two large organs responsible for breathing, called lungs. One bronchus goes to the left lung and the other one to the right. The lungs inhale air with the help from your chest muscles and diaphragm, a dome-shaped muscle under the lungs. As you breathe in, your diaphragm contracts and flattens out. This allows it to move down, so your lungs have more room to expand as they fill up with air.
So when you exhale, everything happens in reverse, and the air goes out the way it came in?
Exactly! Here we come!
This is the lungs? Nurb, it's just another set of tubes.
The lungs have tons of these smaller and smaller sized tubes called bronchioles, which can be as small as the thickness of a hair. The end should be right after the next one. Here we come!
Nurb, where are we?
The alveoli? Fancy word! This is where the magic happens. Where oxygen from the air we breathe gets absorbed into the blood. Alveoli are tiny air sacs at the end of each bronchial. There are about 600 million alveoli in the lungs. Each has a mesh-like covering of very small blood vessels called capillaries. Oxygen travels into the blood through the alveoli into the tiny capillaries that surround them.
Fantastic!
Oh, right. We've got a race to win. But before we go, I should explain the process of exhaling. The air you breathe in is different than the air you breathe out. The most important gas in the air is oxygen. Every one of your body's cells needs oxygen to stay alive. Deep inside the lungs, your body takes oxygen from the air and delivers it to the bloodstream. Then your heart can pump oxygen-rich blood all around the body. Then the process operates in reverse, letting your body get rid of a gas called carbon dioxide, which is waste gas the body doesn't need. Carbon dioxide is carried by the bloodstream to the lungs. Then the lungs exhale it out of the body.
Is everybody feeling very loving towards their hearts today? We are celebrating hearts and hearts. And how much our hearts love us and work so hard for us. And humans are not the only creatures who have hearts on the planet. Of course, all animals that have circulatory systems have hearts. That's almost everybody. And our bodies are all very different, but we all need that oxygen all the time, and we all need to get rid of that carbon dioxide all the time, and all of our cells need to eat and drink, and so our hearts pump that blood around all the time to feed and nourish our cells and help them remove all of their waste stuff and get it out. And so we're going to learn a little bit about how different animals' hearts can be different. I mean, they all have the same job, but because we are all different sizes and shapes, and remember I talked about gravity, right? Being up off the ground, not laying down, but sitting up and then standing up. These things all require more oxygen because that's fighting gravity. Getting up off the floor is fighting gravity, and it takes work. So different animals have different size hearts depending on how much gravity they're fighting and how big they are and how much they run around and work that hardworking muscle called their heart. So we're going to listen to a song that's going to throw a ton of information about hearts to our brains. And you're not going to catch it all, but I encourage you to focus on the size of the different animals' hearts. Is a mouse's heart bigger or smaller than an elephant's? And which one do you think beats the fastest? How many beats per minute does a mouse heart make compared to an elephant?
This is a heart size comparison of animals in this world in which we all are one. We'll start with a mouse and end at a blue whale. Each heart has to beat all day long, we'll show you in scale. I'm a mouse heart with dimensions of 10 to 4.2 millimeters. That's roughly 16th of an inch, and that is true. My heart rate's 310 to 840 beats per minute. Let's see how many beats that is. I'm always in it, two in it. 310 beats per minute is 18,600 beats per hour. 446,000 beats per day, that's my power. The adult human heart is about the size of a fist. I'm about 11 ounces in weight, now hear this. I beat an average rate of 80 times per minute, you hear. That's 115,000 times a day, or 42 million times a year. In a 70-year lifetime, an average human heart will beat more than 2.5 billion times. Now isn't that neat? A cow's heart is the size of a human head. It weighs about 2 pounds. Yeah, you heard what I said. A cow has a heart rate between 48 and 84 beats per minute. Let's see what that amounts to when we get in it. At 48 beats per minute, I can beat 2,800 beats per hour. That's 69,000 beats per day. I never feel sour. A horse's heart weighs approximately 1% of its body weight. So a 1,000-pound horse has a 10-pound heart. It's so great. The heart rate of a horse ranges from 28 to 48 beats per minute. At 28 beats per minute, I never quit. Per hour, I can beat 1,600 times or 40,000 times per day. I hope you liked my rhyme. A giraffe's heart is about 2 feet long and weighs about 25 pounds, as you learned in this song. My heart rate is around 40 to 90 beats per minute. If I'm relaxing in the sun, eating leaves,
full of love, little blue pond, making waves inside out, shimmering seed in every heart, radiant light, ripple of love. Circling rings, reaching out, sounding waves far and wide, sparkling seeds turning round, ripple of love, homeward bound. Ripple of love, little blue pond, making waves inside out, shimmering seed in every heart, radiant light, ripple of love, radiant light.
Sweet.
sweet it is to be loved by our hearts, isn't it, guys? And we have been celebrating our hearts today and giving them back some love because, as we're realizing, they work so hard for us, right? And even little hearts that are smaller in size, you know, tend to work super hard. In fact, babies' hearts, which are smaller than grown-up human hearts, baby human hearts pump faster. They actually have to pump faster, so smaller hearts actually pump faster. And so children's hearts are working very hard, and then as we grow up, you know, our hearts slow down a little bit. And I really liked that animal heart comparison. You know, I'm learning all the time, and it was just so interesting to learn that a mouse's heart beats 310 times per minute. 310 times every single minute. Now, an adult human's heart only beats about 80 times per minute, but still, that's a lot, right? And then if we look at an elephant's heart, their hearts only beat 30 times a minute. So it's getting slower as the animals get bigger. And what about a big whale? Well, the whale's heart beats 2 beats per minute. Pretty amazing. But of course, whales are holding their breath in a sense, right? Because they only come up for oxygen every so often. So it's pretty wise that they slow that blood down through their bodies because they're not taking in fresh oxygen all the time the way that the rest of us are who live above the water all the time. We don't have to hold our breaths, thankfully, and because we don't have hearts made to do that. Our hearts are beating really quickly, especially if you're a child, just to stay alive. Before you even sit up and get out of bed, your heart is working harder. And so it's important that we show our hearts love. And I'm learning all the time. I was just telling you that I'm really learning how much love and hearts have in common. It's really important that we put those two ideas together and show our hearts some love. And I hope you appreciated the harmonica music that I had in the background earlier. That came from the Harmonicats, who were a famous harmonica band back in the day. And harmonicas are a cool thing that you can play. It's an instrument that you blow through. What a cool thing to do with that CO2, that carbon dioxide that we're exhaling all the time. We can put it to good use. We can play the harmonica. We can blow our carbon dioxide out and give it to the trees and the plants because that's what they breathe. It's really cool that we take care of each other. We show the plants and trees we love them by giving them our carbon dioxide when we exhale. And guess what they give us? They breathe in the carbon dioxide and they exhale oxygen for us. Guys, it's a big planet full of love, and I'm so glad that you're part of it. You're the greatest. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
WGDR Plainfield and WGDH Hardwick. Online at WGDR.org and Facebook.